As you get yourself settled into the sitting posture, I'm going to read a wee piece, a little prose piece from Jack Kornfield. And it's called, "The Earth is My Witness." And he begins with a quote from the Buddha. "Make your mind like the earth, which receives all things steadily. Make your mind like the earth, which receives all things steadily." And then he writes, "Years ago, a crew of Russian cosmonauts ran into trouble in their space station. After a long and frightening period of uncertainty, they finally found a way to safely return to Earth. When their capsule finally landed, they got out and knelt down and kissed the ground. The Earth that they kissed is every living thing's true home. It is from the elements of the Earth that we are given birth, and is the fruits of the Earth that nurture us so that we can live and grow. The earth is the foundation for our houses, for our communities, our civilizations. It is on the surface of the earth that we walk, and it is on the solidity of the earth that we lie down to sleep. And eventually, when we cease to live, we will return to the earth in one way or another. On the night when the Buddha vowed to remain in meditation until he became enlightened, it was on the earth that he took his seat. And as he sat under the Bodhi tree, all of his fears and doubts, all of his temptations and desires arose in him. The story tells that these difficulties arose in the form of Mara, an Indian demon who personifies doubt, difficulty, evil, terror, and temptation. And when the armies of Mara were at their strongest and the temptations were at their greatest, Mara challenged the Buddha's worthiness, asking him, 'Who do you think you are to sit on this spot and seek enlightenment?' Reconnecting with his dedication and compassion, the Buddha reached down and put his hand upon the earth and said, 'The earth is my witness.' In his extremity, the Buddha called upon the earth to be the true witness to his value as a human being and his right to awaken upon that seat, supported by the earth itself." And so, can we take our seats upon the earth, knowing we are all earthlings, we all have a right to be here, there's nothing we need to do to merit that. We are the earth, and the earth is me. And so, remembering your lovely intentions for today, letting them help and guide you throughout. And feeling into body sitting, mindfully aware, opening to the simple sensations of sitting, a sense of groundedness with the feet, the lower legs perhaps, your bottom, your hands, feeling that ground. ensuring the body feels balanced, the buttocks, the hands, through the torso. And taking further care of torso, perhaps a few shoulder rolls up, back and down, letting the great heart lift and open and soften. The spine be gently straight, strong. Feel into that, just like the Buddha sitting under the Bodhi tree. Your strong back, your open front, receptive, courageous. And the head nicely balanced, the eyes open or closed, whatever your preference. And maybe even letting the eyes be kind of straight ahead, as if to really take in life. With a big view. And so taking a bit of time to sit in this way, connecting with the freely given air, and feeling breath and body together before I give more instructions. A way in which we can deepen our awareness in the present moment of the body is by exploring the elements of the body. And this is not science, it's rather an ancient meditation instruction to notice the elements of earth, water, fire and air, and the characteristics of each. To simply deepen our awareness. And so beginning with earth. And the earth element is associated with feelings of weight. Feel into that. Places of weight in the body. Not thinking about it, but noticing it. And hardness. Sense of solidity. Overall support. Earth element. The weight, the hardness, solidity, support. So with body, with breath, perhaps enhancing sense of body, feeling into earth element. Simply noticing. Earth element, weight, hardness, solidity, support. And then exploring the qualities of the water element. Obviously, noticing places that feel moist or alternatively dry. Moisture. The mouth, the eyes, perhaps elsewhere. Water element also associated with the sense of fluidity, flow. And you might possibly feel the flow of the heartbeat and the pulses at the wrist or even through the neck and torso, simply to the flow of sensations. Water element. Water element too, associated with a sense of cohesion, holding together. Just like water added to flour starts to cohere. Feeling into water element now. Moisture, fluidity, flow, cohesion. Bringing attention back as it wanders, grounding, perhaps feeling again the earth element, and then noticing if it helps you to deepen awareness into body. Water element. Water element, moisture, fluidity, flow, cohesion. And then we have fire element, which points us to heat, any sense of temperature, warmth beneath the clothing versus coolness of the skin, warmth in the mouth, under the arms perhaps, cool, dry air that's breathed in, warmer air that's breathed out, felt at the nostrils. Fire element associated with digestion, metabolism, and the energy from that. Noticing energy, digestion. With the heat, there may be some softening of muscles, warm muscles, fire element. Fire element too, associated with aging, which might be something you can feel in particular joints or the skin or your energy overall. Practicing with fire element. And lastly, we have air element, and the breath. And as we breathe, we can have the sensations of opening, lifting, expanding, extending. And so air element is associated with movement. Even as we sit still, there's movement in the body. sense of space. We feel the air element internally, the breath within, the inner space, and we feel it externally, the breeze, the wind, the air surrounding us. Air element, expanding, uplifting, extending, space, movement. And in these last few minutes of the practice, noticing any of the qualities of the various elements as they show: earth, water, fire, air, as a way to deepen the attention.